Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 92, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today on the show, we're talking with Stephanie Langford and Erin Odom all about the ultimate bundles. They are full of fantastic information and great strategy. I know you're going to love getting to know them and learning all about how ultimate bundles got started. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Today on the podcast, we are so excited to welcome Stephanie Langford, and her blog is keeperofthehome.org, as well as Erin Odom, and she blogs at thehumbledhomemaker.com. And both of these women came together a few years ago and started ultimate-bundles.com. So we're going to chat with them today all about that partnership and how they got it started and what's made it so successful. So welcome to the show, Stephanie and Erin.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Excited to be here.
Well, I'd love to hear more about each of you first before we get started on talking about the bundles. So maybe, Stephanie, you go first, and then Erin, telling us a little bit about yourselves and how you got started blogging, maybe a little bit about your families as well.
Okay, well, I've been blogging for almost 8 years, so I'm a bit of a dinosaur in that sense. I started blogging keeperofthehome.org back then when I just had one toddler and one baby, and it was really sort of a hobby thing for me. But a couple years into doing it, my husband and I decided that he was going to start a family business, a music school. And so we sort of went all out to become entrepreneurs, and I tried to increase what I was doing and make the blog more professional and begin to bring in an income. So I've been running the site more as a professional blog for about probably 5 or 6 years now. Our family has grown a lot. We now have 4 kids from 10 all the way down to 3, and we're about to add our 5th in about 6 weeks. So that's exciting, and we homeschool. And then at the moment, my husband and I, we both work together. We still have Keeper of the Home, but then we also run Ultimate Bundles together, of course, with Erin and the rest of our team. And then we also have another site called EntreFamily.com, where we blog about living this really unconventional life where we share work and life together at home as a family. So, and we do a podcast for that as well. So that's a little bit about us.
Well, I blog at thehumbledhomemaker.com, and I have been blogging there for about 4 years. I started the site, I guess, almost 4.5 years ago, but I didn't make it public till about 4 years ago in June. And before then, I had been writing basically my whole life. I've always loved to write. And I had no idea that blogs actually existed. I don't know. I was living in some kind of hole. And I had my first child, and I had a friend that told me, yeah, you should read some mom blogs. And I thought, okay, you know, whatever. But I didn't really have time to read them a whole lot. And then when she was 2, I had my second child. And so just, I think like a lot of moms do, I was up late at night nursing, and I started reading some blogs. And at the same time, the same friend that said you should read blogs, she was my college roommate, and she's like, Erin, you should totally start your own blog. You know, you love to write, and some moms actually turn this into a business, and that's something that you could do from home. And so I was kind of like, oh, I don't know, you know, we'll see. And so at the time, I was freelancing for several local newspapers, and I said, okay, well, I'll just give this a try. And I started, and I really didn't know if I would be able to turn it into a business, but in the very back of my head, I thought it would be really cool if I could. And for the first year, I pretty much just focused on building up the community and just focusing on content and readers and monetized a little bit here and there, but that wasn't really my driving focus at that time. And then probably about 3 years ago is when I started focusing a little bit harder on monetizing. And one of the people that I really credit the most with helping me is Stephanie, because I connected with Stephanie really early on in my blogging journey. She was one of the first blogs, one of the only blogs that I had started reading. Really, I started reading blogs right before I started blogging, and I contacted her and said, hey, are you interested in a guest post? And at the time, I didn't even realize that guest posts was really how you grow as a blogger. I just think I just saw other bloggers doing it, and I thought, well, I guess you're supposed to do that. And so she took the guest post topic. Long story short, she asked if I wanted to be a contributing writer for her site, and then later I became her site editor, and we just hit it off and became good friends. And then later started working together in Ultimate Bundles.
That's awesome. I love just hearing that story about how you guys started working together. I feel like every blogger we talk to, it's really those partnerships that seem to really bring more success, just working together. I am curious, Stephanie, I know you kind of started that first ebook bundle. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, how you got started with the first one and how that first one went for you?
Sure. Well, I was definitely not the first person to do a bundle. There were already a few bundles that were going on in the blogosphere at that time. So Mandy from Life Your Way, she had started one called the Simplify Your Family Life bundle sale. And then there was another one through the iHomeschool Network. And I'd been a part of a couple of those as an author with my ebooks. And I had sold them with some success. And I was like, this is a really neat concept. But nobody was doing it to the healthy living niche. And that was, my blog is about homemaking, but even more than that, it's really about equipping moms and homemakers for living a more healthy, natural life. And so I thought, what if somebody could do this and pull together all these amazing healthy living resources and, you know, recipe books and tutorials for making your own skincare and cleaning your home non-toxic and all those kind of things. So that was kind of where the idea came from, inspired by the other bundles. And I pulled that first one together, just me and my VA, and then a couple of weeks before the bundle started, my husband got all inspired because he told me that my financial goals were like way too low, and he's like, you can do better than that. And so he jumped in. He's very business-minded, and he helped me bring on a couple of bonus partners to offer, you know, if anybody's familiar with our bundles, we offer different of products and memberships that are sort of free bonuses on top of what the bundle actually entails with all of the ebooks and digital resources. And so he jumped in and said, well, let's try to do that. And so we kind of all banded together. And I remember we pulled an all-nighter the first night we launched it. We had all these crazy problems. I had no idea what I was doing. It was very amateur. But it was a success. And we sold so many more bundles than I would have ever imagined. And the authors who were involved were all really excited about it. And I was really excited that my idea had actually worked and just thrilled that we could offer something that was like such an amazing value to our readers for such a low cost and also be supporting the work of bloggers at the same time. So that's kind of how the first one got going. I really did not anticipate. I could have never seen what Ultimate Bundles is now back when I started that first one. It was in, let's see, the spring of 2015 now. So it would have been back in the fall of 2012, I think. It was the very first one, so it's been over 2.5 years. And it's just grown like crazy. But that was sort of the humble beginnings.
Stephanie, was it difficult to get those first people on board, those first contributing authors? Did that take a lot of time to convince them that this would be a good idea to participate in?
Yeah, there were a lot of back and forth emails. People had a lot of questions about it because most of the authors that we were working with had never been in a bundle before. And of course, I had no, you know, reputation. People knew me as a blogger in that niche, but not as having run an event like this. So it was a little bit more complicated, I think, in the beginning. But thankfully, I had been in that niche for a long time. And, you know, we were talking a minute ago, or you were, you know, commenting on our story about the connections between bloggers. And I think that's what made the first one really work, is that I had been building those blogging relationships and networking for so many years that even though they were a little bit unsure of the concept of what the bundle was, they already had that trusted relationship with me, and many of us had partnered together on doing different kind of blog carnivals or seasonal events. And so those relationships were really the key to getting something bigger going. I think that was really what made it work, even though it was such an unknown for them.
That's great. And I am curious. I know we'll jump in. We'll get you on board here soon, Erin, because I know it's really cool the way you two then came together. But I did have one more question about that first bundle sale. Did you only partner with authors and kind of just have them have you as well as them promote the sale, or did you also bring in affiliates for that very first bundle sale?
We did bring in some affiliates. I was really nervous about bringing in affiliates because I wanted the authors, the bloggers, to benefit the most because it was their books that were going into that sale. So we really actually, it was kind of a dilemma for me at the time because as an author of ebooks myself, I didn't want my contribution to a bundle to be watered down somehow by other people selling it. And so what we ended up coming up with was an author bonus so that rather than us as the organizers taking the extra profit that would have come from the affiliates, instead we gave it all to the authors that participated in the bundle and split it up between them and gave it to them so they had this extra bonus for participating. And that felt like a real win-win because then we could spread this further. We could get their names and their blogs further out there into the hands of readers, but we were still rewarding them for being in it and allowing us to do that.
Erin, you came to Stephanie with an idea for another bundle as a newish blogger. How did you approach Stephanie about your idea, and what did you tell her you could bring to the table to make her consider working with you?
Well, I had participated as an author in her first bundle, and I had also participated the year before in the Simplify Your Family Life sale that Mandy used to do, and I really got the idea for the homemaking bundle not too long after being in Stephanie's bundle. And my blog is a lot like Stephanie's as far as like some of the topics we cover. I think I'm a little bit more homemaking and motherhood focused and she's more healthy living focused. But I was sitting in a MOPS meeting and the speaker was talking about all the many roles that homemakers play. You know, all the hats we wear and how, you know, we're the cooks, we're the cleaners, we're the organizers, we're the decorators. You know, many of us educate our children at home. I part-time homeschool. Even if we don't, you know, we're teaching our children good character and values and stuff at home. And I sat there listening and I thought, no wonder I'm so overwhelmed. I was at a time in my life where, you know, when I started my blog, I had a toddler and a newborn. At this point, I had a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and another newborn. And I just thought, what can I do to help other homemakers like me that are just like utterly overwhelmed? And I thought, how cool would it be to put together a resource that has all of the, like a huge collection of resources that would help the homemaker learn how to cook better, learn how to clean, to organize, and fulfill that role and all the many roles that encompass that role. And so the thought came into my head, maybe something like the bundle sale that Stephanie did. She and I already had that relationship from early on when I started blogging. And so I thought I would love to do this, but number one, I don't want to just take her idea and do it. You know what I mean? And number two, I don't think that I can do this on my own because I am not technologically inclined at all, which people laugh because of what I do, but I really am not techie. And I knew that I could hopefully bring to the table different ideas to take what she had done and put it in a more homemaking focus. And I knew that I had a lot of relationships that I could bring to the table with other bloggers, but I didn't want to do it on my own. And so I approached her with it. And then she said, well, let me talk to my husband because they had already been thinking about maybe doing another sale. And so they said yes. And then we just ran with it. And Stephanie, too, we both have a heart for overwhelmed homemakers and also people like with the Healthy Living sale that are new to healthy living, the healthy living world. And so it just seemed like a really good fit because I knew she and I really had the same vision and how we wanted to help people.
I love that. That's just so cool the way you guys came together. I am curious, and this is getting more on the business, maybe boring business side of things. How did you work out an agreement? Like, was it a formal kind of sit down where you signed papers and said, I'm going to take X profit and you'll take X and here's how we'll divide out jobs? Or was it a more casual type of arrangement for that first joint venture?
I would say that as far as the contractual business nature of it, it was a little bit more casual in that we didn't have, you know, we didn't go to a lawyer to get a contract signed or anything like that. It was more written down and agreed upon by us in our conversations. But as far as the breakdown of, you know, what the profit sharing would look like and what the role sharing would look like, it just came down to a lot of long conversations about who had strengths and which areas and what made the most sense, and really figuring out how we could divide it all up so that it felt like everybody was equally giving, everybody was using their gifts, and then everybody was equally benefiting. So would you agree with that, Erin? Like, I feel like it just came down to so much talking it out and making sure that we were all on the same page.
Mm-hmm. We had many, many hours and hours of Skype calls trying to figure that out, and really just getting to know each other better and getting to know our different strengths and weaknesses at different times over the last 2 years. You know, we've talked about our personality types and just what we actually enjoy doing, what we don't enjoy doing. And that's also helped with bringing other people onto the team to do different roles that maybe wasn't our strong point, but we were doing because at first it was just us really and Stephanie's husband.
Stephanie, did you find that bringing on some partners to help with this next bundle sale really helped to alleviate some of the stress and work involved in putting on these huge bundle sales? Were you glad that you had brought on the extra help and the teammates to make that homemaking bundle a success?
Yeah, I was glad, because running the first one, while I was capable of doing it, it was a lot of work and it was really exhausting, and there was only so much that I could do on my own to really develop the bundle and make it the kind of event that I was really proud of running. But when we combined, you know, two of us, and really three of us, because my husband played such a big role as well, then we were able to cover so much more. You know, Erin had these really great strengths with networking with other bloggers, and she did a really great job of recruiting and finding the books. And, you know, as she alluded to earlier, the technical stuff, we took over more of that on me and my husband's end. Things like the technical, the accounting, and those were things that, you know, that we were more skilled at, and but we were freed up from some of the other work. So that's been a really big thing for us. First, working together with Erin, and I think even in that first bundle, she and I both had a VA helping us with some of those tasks as well. And then as we've gone on, we've had VAs helping us more extensively, and then we've even expanded the bundles team altogether so that now we have somebody who does the customer service, and we have somebody who does all the really technical stuff in the back end of running. We use a program called Infusionsoft, which is feels like it's kind of above both Erin and I. She and I don't really enjoy that part, so we're so glad that we have somebody else who does that. You know, we've hired graphic designers, and like, our team has really expanded, and I think that's really the only way that any business can continue to grow and develop successfully, is by realizing that you can't do it all on your own, and bringing on other people who have strengths that are different from yours, that makes all the difference, and that keeps it from being overwhelming, and that also allows the business to really blossom and grow.
Awesome. In terms of bringing on all of those extra people to help with different strengths, and maybe this is too simple of a question to really answer on a podcast, but if you have any tips, how do you find those people with the right skills and the right personality, and how do you go about hiring them and getting them set up to be part of your business venture?
Well, I think for us personally, the two of us have both been in so many different blogging groups and networks, so that is where we found most of our, if not all, of our team members. I know different people, I've listened to different podcasts and read different business blogs, you know, use Elance, or I forgot the other one that Michael Hyatt recommends, but I basically have just found all of mine, and then the ones that I think are on our Ultimate Bundles team now, through just working with them in different bundles. I mean, some of them have been bundle authors. And one of our big team members right now is Mandy, who did the original Simplifier Family Life sale. And she kind of came to us, right, Steph?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we'd had a long relationship with her. And because she already had experience running a bundle, like, it just made so much sense. So I would agree, Erin, that most of the people that we've worked with have really come through our relationships and our networking in blogging. And we have, there still have been struggles because we have to hire outside of that sometimes. You know, like copywriters is a good example. Mm-hmm. We've gone through a lot of copywriters over the last 2 years, and we've had a really hard time finding the right ones. And so we try to go on recommendations. Sometimes we've gone through web searches and reading websites of different copywriters, trying to get a feel for who's going to work well with us. And that's been a struggle. Whereas the people who've usually come from the relationships and the recommendations have usually been the best, but you can't always get that. So I won't say that it's always easy to find the right team member. Sometimes you do go through a lot of trial and error before you get to the right ones. But overall, working with the connections you already have, I think, makes it easier.
Mm-hmm. So as Ultimate Bundles has grown, Erin, are you involved in all of the bundle sales, or do you participate in just the homemaking bundle sale, or how has that evolved over the years?
Well, since we first started, I've been, in the past 2 years, we've only done 2 sales a year, and so I've done all of those, the healthy living and the homemaking one. And then, when was it, Steph, the Christian Living Bundle in September? No, let's see, October?
That was in October, and then the DIY, I think,
in January.
January, yeah. So it's just been in the past 6 months.
So in the past 6 months, Stephanie and Ryan wanted to expand the business a little bit more, and I've kind of at the point where I wanted to step back and focus more on writing. And so right now they're going to continue to do more bundles with the team, and I'm just going to do the one homemaking one every year.
That's nice that you guys have found a flexible work arrangement that can work for everyone. And Stephanie, I was curious, with all of these different bundles that have been, I guess, recently added to the sale, are some of your early bundles, the healthy living or the homemaking, are they still some of your most popular, or what have you found to be the bundles that people get the most excited about?
Well, we've only run a couple since the initial sort of flagship bundles. So Erin mentioned there was the Christian Living and the DIY. We have a digital photography bundle coming up. So we've just kind of begun to expand out into these other niches. And, you know, so far, the Healthy Living bundle has been the one where we've had our best sale ever. The Homemaking bundle also continues to be really, really popular. And I think part of it is that they're both just several years running. We just finished our third homemaking bundle. We've done 3 healthy living bundles. So I think it's a little bit hard for us to say right now, but definitely we have really, really well-established relationships with the authors in those niches, whereas the other niches we're just sort of stepping into. So it takes time in developing a business, but it'll be really interesting to see in another year or two which ones have taken off.
That's a good point, Stephanie, in terms of, you know, when you have those strong relationships, that certainly helps a lot to get that traction. I am curious, Erin, I know you're stepped back a little bit from all of the bundles, but when you were kind of on board for being the relationship person for most of those bundles, do you have any tips for how you were able to just reach out to new people, to recruit those new authors or those affiliates? How were you able to be so successful at building those new connections?
Well, I think number one is not to be scared about approaching just anyone. You know, I spent hours and hours and days and weeks and months scoping out different websites and trying to figure out, like, who's who in the homemaking niche, who's who in the healthy living niche, and finding different bloggers who 2 years ago I may have been afraid to approach, and just really putting that fear aside and thinking, okay, I'm going to approach them and just see. The worst they can say is no. Number two, everyone on our team really values just being an authentic person, just being real and approaching them with what we see as being, we call it really like a quadruple win. It's a win, 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 because these bundles are a win for us as the organizers, but they're a huge win for the authors because they're making a good income. Many of them are making a good income for their families if they were to promote it. A win for our affiliates, and then a win for our customers. And so just coming to them with something that I wholeheartedly and enthusiastically believe in and just presenting it to them in a very positive way. I've rarely been told no. In fact, one of the hardest parts of my job is that I've had to turn many people away. This last sale, I turned around 100 away.
Ooh, that would be tough.
It's incredibly tough for me. I think especially because I am such a relational person, and most people took it well, but I mean, I do have some people that come back at me and don't say very nice things because they're not accepted. But the longer that we have the business and the more it grows, the stricter we can be on the quality. And just there's going to be times where we can't accept everyone because we want to put together the very best product possible.
So obviously now people are coming to you guys with their book that they would like to be in the bundle. So Erin, are you the person that looks over the books since you have a feel of the blogs that are out there, and are you normally the final decision person on what to include and not include?
I have been up until this point, except for the new bundles, the Christian Living and the DIY. And Mandy is doing the ones from here on out, except for the homemaking one. But for the past several years since we started, I've done all the vetting for homemaking and healthy living. We do have some VAs that help me go through the books. But I'm the final decision maker, which is hard for me to say sometimes because people do come back at me and get upset if they don't get in. But Stephanie sometimes will make a call once I've gotten the books narrowed down to I'm just making that final cut. She and I will get on Skype or we'll get on the phone and I'm like, hey, can we get into Dropbox together? Can you look at these? What do you think of this book? What do you think of that one? And it's almost like moving around pieces on a chessboard or something for me. I try to look at the overall bundle and the different categories. You know, do we have too many books in one category, not enough in this category? I will also look at platform size. That's not the number one factor, but it does factor in now, the platform size of the blogger.
So two questions, one for Erin, one for Stephanie. Erin, first of all, is that a fun job? That kind of seems like a fun job to get to read all of the submissions. And the question for Stephanie then after Erin's done is, what are some of the drawbacks of accepting everybody? What has gone into your decision to limit the number of books that are accepted?
So it has been a fun job. I do enjoy getting to pick out the books. I always try to keep the customer in mind. And with the homemaking and the healthy living, especially, the customers are very much like Stephanie and I. So I think about what we would like, what we would have liked a few years ago. So that has been fun. And I am such a relational person that I love building those relationships and even deeper relationship with the authors once they come to us.
Sorry, I think I need you to repeat the question to me because I was busy listening to Erin's answer and now I've forgotten.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I just didn't want to forget the question, so I did it at the same time. So my question for you, Stephanie, is what influences your decision to limit the number of books that are in the bundle? Since everything's electronic, technically there could be 1,000 books in the bundle that everybody gets. So what was that decision like to limit the number of books that are in each bundle sale?
Well, I think it's come out of our experience the further on we go in the bundle. I mean, the very initial bundle, the first ever Healthy Living bundle, only had 33 books, I think, and that was a little bit more common of a number back at that time, just where bundles had developed to. When we did the homemaking bundle, Erin, she hasn't said this, but she's an ENFP, and she's really relational, and she found so many books. She kept coming to us with more and more, and we were like, whoa, girl, slow down. So we actually, you know, I think, were we close to 100 on that one, Erin? It was pretty...
We were close to 100, and Stephanie and Ryan were just like, oh my goodness, Erin, I can't believe you've done this. Like, I can't believe you found so many ebooks. And yeah, so at that time, and that's when it became ultimate. That's when we decided to say, all right, we're, and we try to beat ourselves every time. And so we thought, okay, let's make this not just another ebook bundle, let's make it an ultimate bundle.
But what we had to do was say, okay, there's going to be like a point at which there's overwhelm. Overwhelm for the authors promoting, overwhelm for the readers buying it. I mean, we tell people as we're promoting and we encourage our authors to say, you know, nobody expects somebody who buys it to read 100 ebooks. We just don't think that that's realistic. What instead we're trying to do is build a really amazing resource library, like an essential collection for healthy living or for homemaking or for whatever the topic is. But we did have to come to a place of saying, okay, well, there has to be some kind of limit because we have to manage our relationships with the authors. We really want to be there for them and not have so many authors that we can't truly like support them well through the process of the sale. And then also keep it at an amount that seems, you know, really reasonable and not overwhelming to our customers as well. So it's like what Erin was talking about, like the win-win-win-win. Like we're just trying to take into account everybody. But it does get hard now turning them down. I know that's really, it's tough for Erin and it's tough for us because there's so many amazing bloggers and authors out there that we really do just wish we could say yes to everyone. But of course, we have to make smart business decisions too.
I know you do a lot with Ultimate Bundles in terms of, like you said, supporting those authors and supporting those affiliates in terms of giving them incredible tools to help promote the bundle, such as, you know, I know we were part of the Healthy Living Bundle, just that was kind of our first round to, you know, test out being affiliates, but we were just amazed at the portal with all of the graphics and the ideas for promoting. So I am curious, and I guess this question could be for either one of you. What have you found have been the best marketing strategies and techniques for affiliates and authors to promote the bundle and really be successful at it?
Well, I think one of the keys, and this is something that we've tried to emphasize more and more with each bundle, is simply having a strategy going into it, like really equipping authors and affiliates with the tools, with different ideas of ways that they can market it, and encouraging them to set tangible, realistic, achievable goals, but also to push themselves and to write down, how am I going to accomplish this? What am I going to practically do? And to really make a plan for it. So I think that that's probably the biggest thing we've seen. And then after that, as far as like specific marketing strategies, we've definitely seen that email is really important because, of course, those are people who have opted in to be on your list. They like you. They want to hear from you. They want to know what you're talking about, what you're recommending. And so they tend to be very loyal. And a lot of our bigger sellers, we see them being really successful through their email list. But we also see it, there's more than that too. I mean, email is huge, but it also has a lot to do with just bloggers' overall presentation of the bundle, how they're working it into really awesome, shareable, evergreen posts that they're sharing through social media, how they're really engaging with their readers. People do Facebook parties and stuff like that. And so it's not, there's not only one way to market best, but I think the biggest thing is having an authentic voice, knowing mm-hmm. your strategy and how you're going to go into it, and then just really working hard at it and giving it your all. These authors that we see, they work, and affiliates, of course, as well, they work so hard putting everything they have into the strategy and just trying to be really real and vulnerable with their readers, and they're so successful because of that. So we love to watch it. We learn a lot from them too.
What Stephanie mentioned about email yeah. is something that we've really just come to realize more in the last, I guess since the Healthy Living Bundle in the fall, so last 6 or 7 months, because one of the really awesome things with Infusionsoft is that you can activate advanced tracking links. And so we just started experimenting with the advanced tracking links in the fall. And this sale, we really encouraged our authors to use them and our affiliates, because what you can do is you can use an advanced tracking link in your different blog posts and your emails on your social media posts. And then you can actually see where your sales are coming from. So then when you're preparing your marketing strategy for the next bundle, or even if you're releasing your own product or your own ebook or whatever it be, you know where to focus your best efforts. You know what the best ROI is for your time investment. And so Stephanie and I think both of us found out in the fall sale, I know I did, that my email list was selling like crazy, even though I was investing a lot of time, really equal time, in my social media strategy and everything else. And so I really shifted my strategy this time to focus more on email, and I really feel like it paid off.
Yeah, I found, similar to Erin, the email is definitely really huge for me. I have also found that using social media not as a promotional tool, but more as a way to drive traffic back to my site, and then making sure that people who get on my site, that they're finding the bundle and that I've got mentions of the bundle below every blog post, or that I'm really working it into popular posts. For me, that combination together with email, that has been really powerful.
So this tracking link, it's something with your program that you use that allows you to provide your affiliates with this special link. It's not something that the rest of us can, like, we would need to use Infusionsoft in order to create, to do this on our own?
No, not necessarily. What we have set up in Infusionsoft, and our technical gal, Wardy, from Traditional Cooking School, she set it all up, and she's just a whiz at this stuff. And so she set up really specific tracking links for us, and so our authors and affiliates are able to use a different link for each individual blog post they write, for each email. They can even have a different link for people to get more information from an email, or people to go straight to the checkout card and buy the bundle if they're ready from an email. So it gets, you know, like that detailed. But it's not the only way to do something like that. There are also a lot of things like Bitly or PrettyLink that you can use to set up your own tracking links. I think there's even a fancy way within Google Analytics, although I am not the person to ask about that. But you can definitely do different types of link cloaking and, you know, name your links and track the ways that you use them. You might not be able to see specific sales that are coming through those links the way that we can, but you can certainly see which kind of links get clicked more in different ways that I use them or different places. So it is something that people can use beyond just our bundles.
I think you're right. I have heard about, I think it's called UTM tracking in Google Analytics. And yeah, it's a similar concept of just setting up those special links for each place where you're going to talk about that sale or, you know, link to it. It definitely seems like it's a tedious process that, you know, you have to be really diligent and focused and organized. But it's, like you said, I mean, it's amazing for the information it can give you to know where you're being most effective.
Yeah, I would agree. Even if you don't do something like that indefinitely, because you're right, like it can be tedious, just to do it for a focused period of time, maybe during a product launch or when you're promoting an event or something like that, and then to be able to look back on those, you know, those weeks of promotion and really see what worked. I think you can learn lessons just from doing it for even a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Right. So just like I learned with the bundles, and I think a lot of our people learned that email is what sells. And so I've done some different affiliate promotions since then, where I was an affiliate for like ePantry, one that comes to mind. And I took what I learned as an author in one of our bundles and applied it to my marketing strategy for that promotion, and saw really similar results by focusing on my list and then using social media just to get the word out. And that's one thing that really, it makes us as a bundle team excited, is when we see our authors take the strategies, the marketing strategies they're learning through participating in the bundles, and then applying those same strategies to their business.
Yeah, that would be neat to see.
Well, Erin and Stephanie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. We have just learned a ton about collaborating with other people in online business and just the ways you've been marketing and selling your bundles. It's been awesome. As we wrap up, we always like to end with either a funny or an adorable mom moment that's happened recently. So we'll start with you, Erin. Is there anything funny that's been going on in your house lately?
Well, my girls always crack me up. My girls are 2, 4, and 6, and something I always like to mention, just because it's unique, they all three have red hair, and they keep me on my toes. But today, my 2- and 4-year-olds, they had a Mother's Day tea. I had a Mother's Day tea at 10:30 this morning, and then I went straight to another Mother's Day tea at 11:15 at their preschools. And their teachers had interviewed them about their moms, and then they had put together like a little piece of artwork that had, you know, a picture of me that they had drawn, and then it had said different things about their moms. And so they had to say how old I was, and my 2-year-old said I was 11 years old. and said I had pink eyes and yellow hair, which my hair is actually red, and I have blue eyes. I don't have pink eyes. And then my, you know, and you kind of expect that of a two-year-old because they really, you know, she doesn't really know all her colors or her numbers yet. But my four-year-old got most everything right, including what does your mommy do during preschool? And she said, my mommy goes to the coffee shop and works. And that's true. I take my laptop there, and I work on the blog or Ultimate Bundles. But her age for me really complimented me. She said that she thought I was 24 years old, which is 10 years younger than I really am. So I said, thanks so much.
Very good, very good. Stephanie, what about you?
Well, okay, so last night around the dinner table with our four kids, we were talking about how we're going to be doing a month of no screens because we feel like we all, mommy and daddy included, need a break from watching movies or TV or doing, you know, non-educational stuff on the iPad. So we were talking about that. So we were talking about different things that we love doing that are really fun to do instead. And our seven-year-old son, he brought up hotels for some reason. Oh, I just love staying in hotels. Ah, that's the life. And he was talking about how they have servants at hotels, and that's what makes it so great. So my husband quipped, well, you guys already have servants. Us, we do everything for you. And they all thought that was really great. But my five-year-old daughter looks at us, and she goes, yeah, bossy servants. So that's what we are. You're the bossy servant.
Oh my goodness, those kids, they're such riots.
They are.
Well, as we wrap up, could you let everybody know where they can find you? Stephanie, why don't you go first with where our listeners can find you online?
Sure. I blog at keeperofthehome.org. That's the main site that I've had for a really long time. And you can find me there. Of course, we're on Facebook and Pinterest and all of that good stuff. And then another place where you can find me on even a more personal level and business related as well is our site, EntreFamily. So that's E-N-T-R-E, like entrepreneur, EntreFamily.com. And that's where my husband and I actually podcast about what it's like to work with your spouse. And we talk about what we're learning in business and interview other entrepreneurs. So that's a really fun place, and I'm really engaged there a lot in the community. So, yeah, I'd love to connect with people there.
You can find me at thehumbledhomemaker.com. That's humbled with a D. And I'm on all the main social media channels, especially Facebook and Instagram. I'm on Instagram more with a personal connection with my community, and I'm Erin B. Odom there.
Oh, yeah, I should mention that. I like Instagram. It's the only social media that I do on a personal level because I'm kind of a rebel and I don't really like social media. But Instagram, I'm at Entre, E-N-T-R-E, Steph.
Well, this has been really fun getting to know both of you, and we certainly learned a lot. So thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
For the show notes, head to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/92. I hope you're having a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.